We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here today. I want to call your attention in our call to worship to Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5, where we read, "He telleth the number of the stars, He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power, His understanding is infinite." You know, those two verses of Scripture are a very striking reminder about how big God is and how small we are. You realize that God knows everything that He's created, and He has names for them. He knows all the stars of the heavens, those that we cannot see, those that we can see. God knows them all by name. He created them. And then the psalmist kind of reflects on that by saying, "Great is our Lord, and of great power, His understanding is infinite." I get these Newsmax email alerts that always come into my inbox to update me on the latest news, and sometimes it's not really newsworthy, but they think it is. And I got one yesterday afternoon that one of these actresses that was on the Cosby Show back in the 80s announced that she was a lesbian, and big fanfare and so forth. And in her tweet that she sent out, she said, "How wonderful our government is." After she said, "I can come out now, how wonderful our government is." You know, I couldn't help but think, in light of this verse of Scripture, how small our government is and how unknowing and how much understanding they don't have. Listen, folks, we serve a powerful and infinite God. And no matter what we think is powerful here on this earth, it is just a speck compared to the greatness and power of God. Can anyone in the government name all of the stars? Can anyone in the government number the hairs on anybody's head? Even the NSA, with all of its infinite understanding of all of our emails and all the information that's been stored, they don't know how many hairs you have on your head or the lack thereof, because they're not all-knowing, are they? Can we just be reminded of that? I think we're losing sight of it today, are we not? Where we find great power in people, great power in governments and in militaries and things of that. And that's the scope of our understanding of powerful. But I want you to know that we serve a mighty God. And He is greater than all things. He made all things. He constructed it and spoke it into existence. And no matter how you may feel about government and men, don't ever forget God. That's the cry of this passage. "He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is," and then there's that word that we can't wrap our minds around, "infinite." We are finite. We're reminded of it on a daily basis. I sat at the stoplight yesterday as a funeral hearse passed by with a very small group of people going to the cemetery. A reminder that we are finite, but that God is infinite. Let that thought enrapture your soul and thrill your heart, to know that God is great and He's all-powerful and that He knows you. He knows you. May God help us to understand the greatness of our God.